to set the SWR switch to SWR set. Well, there is no SWR switch, and that is what everybody online is asking. Where is this SWR switch?
It's not the one that's next to the speech processor, right?
Yes, that switch is there, and I have put that. That's how that is the SWR switch, not the SWR set switch, and that is what they're telling you to do, and that's the one that nobody seems to be able to find, and I am personally right there along with them. I cannot find it.
Right. That was my problem. And so I said maybe they mean that same switch, but that didn't make any sense. And I've never been able to figure that out on how to use the onboard SWR. So in any case, I appreciate you looking, and hope you didn't pull too many hairs out. Let's see. Over to you, Carlos. KB2TIA.
All right. I'm just going to send the file out to you guys right now. So let me throw it over to Rocky if he's there, and Charlie, if you're going inside, I'll say 783 to you guys. But I'm gonna forward this file so everybody has it. Over to you, Rocky. KD2BOR, KD2DKO.
Okay, very good, Carlos. KD2BOR. I'm gonna say 783 to everybody myself. Just about at my destination. And maybe we'll catch you guys this afternoon or over the weekend. KD2BOR, over to you, Charlie.
Okay, yeah, I'll say 73 as well. Have a good weekend. It's going to be a rainy Saturday, that's for sure. And thanks again. Yeah, I've got it in my email. I'm just trying to figure out how to open it. My phone says it can't play the file. But I have played MP3 files that you've sent me. Carlos, if you have a chance, do me a favor. Send this to my cell phone, too. That's my, I forgot what the hell it is. It ends in live.com. I've sent you emails before. Send it there. Maybe I can't open it because I'm trying to do it through another browser or something. So send it there. Let me see if I can open it from work. But thanks again. I appreciate it. And Steve, Jim, guys, take care. Have a nice weekend. Hopefully I'll talk to you guys over the weekend. We'll see. Going to be an inside weekend, so I may have time to get on the radio. And Jim, if you hear any more aeronautical mobiles, or if some guy's transmitting from, you know, the lunar surface, text me, let me know. Talk to you guys later. This is N1LU. Steve, over to you.
Maybe one day I'll do some moon bounce. Yeah, right. Yeah, I think a lot of problems could be solved if I order the RF unit. It has the preamp in it, and it has, it's where the mod was done for the walk bands and all that stuff. That's all on that one little board. And so that may solve a lot of problems right there. It would be back to original condition with that board. Over to you, Jim. KB2TIA.
Okay, 73 Charlie, and yes, if I contact any alien life or anything, I will be sure to text you. Steve, I don't know, that may be the way to go. If you say you can get the boards for $50, maybe it's worth, it's never going to hurt having a spare board, even if it doesn't do anything, but that might be a way to go. Invest $50, get a new RF deck there, and throw it in, and see if, that, like you say, that it should bring it back to, at least on the RF side, back to factory specs. I guess you can always make the mod again if you have to. That might be a solution. Yeah, this is driving me crazy because even where it says. What gets me is they call one thing the SWR set switch, and then they have the SWR set control, which is the pot you turn. And they're telling me to turn that to bring the meter needle to the point on the meter where it says set. Now I turn that pot both ways, and the meter doesn't move one bit. So I'm not sure if that pot is bad, and maybe we may be doing everything right, but that pot may be bad because it doesn't move the needle one iota no matter which way I turn that pot, and that's the adjusting pot to bring the needle to the point on the meter where it says set, and I can't do it. So everything may be set up to do it, it's just that, and that's what I'm assuming, once you put the needle on the set point, then when you throw it into transmit, that's when it's going to be that calibrates the meter for the SWR, and then when you go into transmit, that's how the radio shows your SWR, your reflected power. But no matter which way I turn that pot, that needle just sits at zero.
Are you transmitting a carrier when you're turning the pot?
No, it doesn't want you to transmit a carrier until you put the needle on the set point. Then you throw it into transmit. You put it in AM mode, throw it into transmit, and that will then show you your reflected power.
Yeah, I'm only thinking of any external SWR bridge that I had that has a calibrate on it. You have to generate RF in order to set the needle to the calibrate mode, and then you go back to read the SWR, but, you know, I've never done it on that radio. So that's why I was wondering if maybe you had to transmit a carrier, then put it to set.
Yeah, exactly. I thought the same thing, and I did do that. I tried it that way. Even with a carrier going out, the needle does not move an iota. So, I thought the same thing. I said, well, maybe it needs a carrier to do it. So I did. I threw it into transmit, and nada. I can't get that needle to move no matter which direction I turn that pot.
Steve, they have RF boards for that radio, for a radio that old?
There's a guy selling them on eBay, and he says he's got two of them, and he has them $50 a board. Every board in there, he says he guarantees they're working, pulled from working units. And $50 a board, pretty much every board that's in that radio could be replaced.
Hey, wow, $50, that's a minor investment. If you're sure the problem's on the RF board, which it probably is, but how hard is it going to be for you to put it in?
Without seeing it, I can't tell you, but I can tell Jim exactly where it is, because I did the mod on that board. If you're looking at the face of the radio, Jim, on the left, the side of the radio, the top left, is the RF board, and you'll see that there's a yellow wire that's been cut. That's the RF board. Simply cutting that wire activated the walk bands. When the radio was produced in 1980, hams didn't have the walk bands yet, but everybody knew they were coming. So nobody wanted to buy a radio if it wasn't going to do the walk bands. Previously, you could only receive on those bands. So they made the radio with the simple mod that all you had to do was cut that yellow wire, and the walk bands became active. And that's all you have to do to mod that radio. So you'll see that on the upper left if you have the cover off.
Okay. I don't have the cover off, so I can't see it at this point. But I see you have the modification paperwork in the manual, and I see the picture, so I see where the board is at. If that's the case, I guess you could easily swap that out.
I'm going to run in 73 guys, and 1LU is clear.
Set it to your phone, Charlie.
73 Charlie.
73 Charlie.
73.
Okay, show of hands. Who's staying? Who's going?
I'm here.
I'm here too, and I sent it to both of you guys, so you check your emails.
Okay, thanks, Carlos. Yeah, I'm good on QRZ. Everything on is accurate. Hopefully I can get a download of that size. I'm not too sure what my limit is.
Didn't bounce back, so I'm guessing that, yeah, it's, Gmail's good with it.
Yeah, Gmail, you should be able to get that through Gmail.
Yeah, the only one you're not going to hear is me, but everybody else is in.
Okay, I don't want to tie it up too much longer with my nonsense. But according to this, the RF board has RL1, which is the switching relay for the preamp, Q1, Q2, 2SK125 preamplifier is on that board. There's two options, one option for a TRV unit, I don't know what that means. There's also one for the marker unit, and I know what that is. That's the one that sends the CW tone or something like that you can calibrate against. And there's a crystal filter. The wire that you cut for to activate 24, 18, and 10 megahertz. A double balanced mixer and a crystal filter. That's what's on that board. And there's a pot for every band in the radio on that board. So I would think that by replacing that board, we're going to solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, well, for $50, I would go that route. I you know, I don't know what else to tell you because I can't I can't tune 15 and 17, and these antennas I have should definitely tune on 15 and 17. My dipole will tune every single band on that radio. That my dipole, my 80-meter dipole is my, that's the first antenna I threw together, and that that gave me all bands with a tuner. So that thing will work. And when that didn't, when that wouldn't even get any RF to go through on 15 and 17, that's when I made the decision that it's an issue inside this radio. It's not not an antenna issue. It's not any outside any outside influence on it. It's the radio itself.
Y2E.
Acknowledged, Joe. Why don't you pick it up?
Good morning, boys. What's going on? Someone lose a radio?
Negative. Two of my bands are malfunctioning, 15 and 17. And so I'm contemplating replacing the RF board. But Jim has had the radio for 2 days making contacts and running through it. So he's been having fun. But the radio has befuddled him on a few issues. So I'm glad it's not just me. And we also have Carlos out there. And Charlie just cleared. So back to you, Joe. KB2TIA.
NY2E. Okay, cool deal, man. And then, is that the radio that you bought from whoever you bought it from? Is that your HF radio, actually?
You are correct, sir. Yes, it is. You know, like I said, it's a nice radio. I really enjoy it, but it's so quirky. You know, so many intermittent problems. Things work, then they don't work. They work, they don't work. A lot of people say it's due to carbon fouling, which is the connectors tarnish. And simply by plugging them in and pulling them out, you can clean the connectors if you wanted to go that route. So That's part of the problem. And the other thing is, I think that RF board is malfunctioning. So, over to you, Carlos. KD2DKO, KB2TIA.
KB2TIA in the group. KD2DKO, good morning, Joe.
Yeah, I'm wondering if my audio seems a little sharper, or if my signal seems a little sharper these last 2 days, because I've been using a new power supply that I got, and so far everything looks really good. I mean, this is, I've never heard of this brand before, but I just did some reading up on it. It's a QJE, and it's, so far, you know, you can control the voltage, and, you know, it's rated at 25 amps with a surge up to 30, so... how does it sound at your end, Steve?
Right now, you're very loud. You caught me completely by surprise. Very loud. But everything's clear. There's no problems that I can hear. Over to you, Jim. What do you think?
Well, that was my sentiments exactly. Carlos, that's the loudest I've heard you, and I don't know what whether you're talking closer to the mic or whatever, but yeah, I was a little surprised when you just came back then too. So I don't know. I thought you were going to say that you just switched to a new microphone, and I was going to give you a-OK on it. But as far as the last couple of days go, I think you sounded fairly good. When you had the old power supply, I would hear, I don't know, it was a strange thing. It was almost like you were losing voltage at times. There would be this static along with your signal, and sometimes it would get so faded out and all static. But I haven't heard that the last couple of days.
Well, that's a Roger there, Jim. Yeah, the reason, I guess that's an old power supply. I'm very grateful to Rocky for having, loaned it to me. But it was starting to go. You could see it was starting to go. I purposely dropped the wattage on the high setting on this radio from 50. Actually, it was like at 60 when I got it. I dropped it to about 35, maybe even 25, I think I dropped it to. And lately, I was just trying it at the 25 level, and you could see it just wouldn't power up, and it would start humming and making all these strange sounds. And it's starting to go. So I just said, let me scrap up whatever I can and just pick this one up. And I'm pretty happy with it so far. How does it sound at your end over there, Joe?
It sounds good. I don't know what you really sound like in person, but I'm guessing that that's probably going to be pretty close. No problem. DFQ.
All right. I was just wondering. Back over there to you, Steve. KB2TIA, KD2DKO.
Okay. I'm not going to hang in here too much longer. Joe, I had messaged you when you put up the thing with the sun. The sun flares on the group to come out here. I wish you would have come out earlier. Sounds though like you were snoozing. Sound a little tired. And I'm probably going to clear out of here. And but I found a thing here talking about maintenance on the RF board and what you should resolder and so forth. So it may be worth trying that, for whatever might have gotten loose or went bad. They tell you what to clean and stuff like that, and it's a six-step guide, so maybe you could try that, who knows. I know I've been going on and on about this, so I appreciate everybody's patience and their assistance. 73 to wall, KB2TIA, I'm going to lay my head down on a pillow. Good night.
73, Steve.
Nice way to start your weekend. No, okay, Steve, talk to you later.
Okay, Steve. Yeah, that may be the way to go. If you found that, then that's why don't you hang on to that? You can give that a try. Worst comes to worst, you just order that out of the board, unless you want to order that first. That way, if you do screw anything up, you got one to slap in there. So that might be, that's a good idea. You'll have to show it to me. We can look at it. And maybe we can try that first and see if that clears up the issues. All right, I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm not going to stay in much longer either, but I'll stay in for a little bit. So 73, and I guess we'll talk tomorrow. Give me a call whenever you want to come over and pick this up. So that's it, K2MIJ.
What happened, Steve? You don't have any HF now?
No, right now it's with Jim. 15 and 17 just were not tuned. You can't tune it anywhere to transmit. So that's part of the problem. And, you know, the RF issue that I've been having, Jim is convinced it's in the radio, not in any of the antennas in the shack here itself. So that's at least it's you know, windled down to, you know, something that can be looked at and fixed. So hopefully fixed. But I'm fading fast. I'm sorry. Jim, if it's all right, like I said, maybe just after 12, after I drop my son, I could come over. KB2TIA, I'll be listening out, and I really need to go to sleep. So, 73.
Okay, Steve, yeah, you sound like you're dropping. All right, that's the plan for tomorrow, then. I'm good with it, and I'll be here, so no big deal. We'll have it all crated up and ready to go back home, so... And, Joe, good morning. I don't think I even said good morning to you. Steve dropped the radio off the other day. And initially, I was having his RF issues, and then it all cleared up. I've been running the radio. I don't think he's ever had it on 80 and 40. I threw it on my dipoles and my delta loops here, making contact like crazy. but I can't get it to tune on 17 or 15 at all. The tuner, as a matter of fact, the tuner goes into error mode. I don't know. It's got to be the radio itself, because these antennas work fine on 17 and 15. So I don't know. Danny has the same issue at his place. So. It is what it is, but the RF issue initially when he brought it over here was bad, and it cleared up a couple hours later, and it's been working for 2 days solid.
Y2EE, that means, everything's working except 17, that's what you're saying, 15 and 17. Sorry, I'm a little tired. Everything's been working fine except those two bins, and the automatic tuner inside the radio wasn't working either.
Yeah, it's just 17 and 15 that have issues. No, he doesn't have an automatic tuner. He has the LDG. The LDG balks. It won't... It goes into error mode when it when you try to tune on 15 or 17. So he's had the same issues at home. Same issues happen here in my shack as they do at his. The only thing is I don't think he's ever had it on 40 and 80 because he didn't have any real antennas to get it on there. I threw it on my dipole and just fine on 80. I can get 100 watts out of it on 80. I get 100 out of it on 40. I worked a hell of a lot of Europeans on 40. I got into a round table with a guy in Bulgaria and England, and we went at it for about, I don't know, it was 45 minutes to an hour. And he's almost got me convinced to go back to 100 watts. I'm not used to that. And I'll tell you what, working DX with 100 watts is like shooting fish in a barrel, man.
I hear you. I bet they hear you. That's the difference, huh? I'll tell you. I even got the AL-80B out, but we're not going to need it. We're getting a lot of sun stuff, so you're going to be able to tune a wet noodle and talk to Europe pretty soon. So don't you worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, right now the band is dead. 20 is shot right now. Well, we got that little storm going on. Well, once that calms down, it should really jazz up the ionosphere there. The ionization level should be up big. So, I would say in a couple of days we should be back in the pink. Anyway, Carlos, over to you. KD2B, DK, no, yes, DKO, and the group K2MIJ.
K2MIJ with NY2EE, this is KD2DKO. Jim, I was wondering, since the problem is the radio, I guess that means that the antenna that Steve had up when he had his antenna party, it might be tuned correctly, right? The problem turned out to be the radio after all.
Yeah, Carlos, it could very well be. The gap may be doing just fine. That was the issue he was having. He couldn't get the gap to tune on 15. His dipole, he couldn't get the dipole to work. And it seems to be like intermittent. It's there at times, and then it's not. Sometimes he could tune on 15 and 17. So far, the 2 days it's been here, I can't get anything to happen on 15 or 17. Like I say, the tuner goes into error mode. Tuner basically shuts down. It's seeing way too much reflected power. And my experience with LDG tuners, they don't worry you. You could throw a 6-inch piece of wire on there and probably find a match. You probably wouldn't get out. Efficiency wise, it would probably be terrible. But this thing would let the radio dump a load into it. But now this is definitely an issue. It's got to be in the radio. It's not the tuner. I've used the tuner on my radio. It's fine. So it's got to be something in the radio itself. Whatever it's doing, I don't know what it is.
So what would you need to actually, find out exactly what part it is that's malfunctioning for those bands?
Yeah, that would be the answer to it. I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm no whiz bang. I'm not a techie man. So I do basics, but no man. I try to keep my hands out of big expensive pieces of equipment like that. I don't know what I'm doing inside there.
Let me ask a question. Did he have the schematic with that radio? And did you try to maybe during shipping the board came out. I don't know if you tried to put everything back in there or push stuff down. Anything? Oh, I guess you didn't even open it. I guess. Okay. No problem. All right. Let me take this opportunity to shut out, and I'll catch up with you guys later on. Because I'm kind of falling asleep, too. NY2EE, it was a pleasure talking with you guys. Sorry I couldn't stay longer.
Okay, Joe. Yeah, you sound like I was before. I fell asleep in a chair here. And no, I haven't taken the cover off. As I told Steve, I'd rather him be here. If you want to take covers off, I'd rather have the owner of the radio here. I don't want to stick my hands in. And he's giving me all assurances. No, I won't hold you responsible. I'd rather you be here. But no, that's when I was talking to these guys in Europe there, this guy Nick over in Bulgaria, I had a hard time hearing him due to splatter, but he relayed through Dave, who was the guy in England, when I had explained that I was having RF issues with the radio. I don't know if Nick owned the 730, but he had a ton of information on it, and that was his fix was, to, you got to go in and basically take all connectors off and put them on and take them off a bunch of times. It builds up some kind of tarnish, gets built up on the connectors, and the 730 has been known with that issue, and that's the cure for RF getting back in. So it could very well be a loose board, but as I said, I didn't take the covers off. I'm not going to do that. I will do it. I will assist. You know, if Steve wants to open it up, I'll be more than happy to go through it with him there. But, no, I don't want to take the responsibility for opening up anybody else's radio.
I just got one more question. Could you hear people on 15 and 17?
Yeah, it's just the transmit side, most definitely. Most definitely. Today I was hearing, as a matter of fact, 17, I meant to turn on my radio because 17 seemed to be pretty hopping earlier this afternoon. So it's not a receive issue. It's definitely on the transmit side. So it may be in the RF board somewhere there. I don't know. I could hear signals. So it's the receive is fine. It's just once you apply power to in the transmit mode, the radio balks at it.
Okay.
You guys pick it up. I'm gonna head out. So I'll catch you guys in the morning sometime. I'll be on in the afternoon, I think. I don't know. Maybe I'll be on the HD. I'll be wandering around. I don't exactly know where I'm gonna be, but I'll be somewhere. I never know where I'm gonna be till I get there. MY2EE, I'll be off and clear.
All right, 73, Joe.
73, Joe. Yeah, I'm going to clear out, too. I got a couple of things I need to do. But I'll see if maybe later on today I'll pick it up with you guys. You have a good day, Jim, and, I'll be talking to you. This is KD2DKO. We'll be 73 in your final.
Okay, Carlos. Yeah, I probably, hopefully I can get some sleep because I had fallen asleep in a chair, and I think I was asleep for a good couple of hours, so now that I'm starting to get my second wind, I'm starting to wake up, and I really should be getting to bed, so. All right, Carlos, 73, and I did Rocky ever check out? Because I don't recall him ever leaving, but I'm never sure if he's still there or if he was working on the vehicles and stuff. I never got a chance to say goodbye to him. I never knew if he even checked out. So, good night, Carlos, and we'll catch you sometime tomorrow. And Rocky, if you're out there, I will say I will listen up for you, and then I'll say goodbyes to you. 73, Carlos, and. KD2BOR, K2MIJ, if you're there, Rocky.
K2MIJ, just got back in the mobile. KD2BOR here.
Ah, okay, Rocky, I didn't know. I was sitting here and I was so engrossed in looking up Steve's radio there, trying to set the SW. I didn't even know if you checked out before or what. And then it just dawned on me that we were saying goodnight to each other, and I was like, wait a second, whatever happened to Rocky?
Well, I said 73 to everybody before. I was getting close to my destination, which is the girlfriend's house. I got to go eat and take my medication, and I guess you were, like you said, you were involved in that radio. So, okay, Jim, I'm just pulling up to the shop again, so I'll say 73 to you, Carlos. Anybody else out there? KD2BOR Mobile, we'll listen out.
Okay, Rock. All right, good. Well, as long as you say goodbye before. Yeah, I didn't hear anything. I was so engrossed in that I obviously didn't even pay attention to anything going on. All right, enjoy it. Have a good night. I don't know if it's raining there by you. Stay dry. And I guess we'll see you sometime tomorrow. I'm going to check out also. So, Carlos, if you're still hanging out there, 73, and 73 to you too, Rocky. With that, K2MIJ is going to attempt to go to sleep. Good night, guys.
KB2TIA.
It's back.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom and I was listening. I read something here on a sheet I printed out. Very, very interesting. It says, on the RF unit, ReSADA connectors J2 and J3 on the RF unit. Due to relatively thick coax cables and on the connectors, these joints tend to crack with age and cause intermittent transmit and receive problems.
Let me just jump in real quick. Steve, I forgot to tell you about that. I read the same thing earlier.
I think the key word here is intermittent.
Okay, pick it up, Jim. I'm going to go back in the shop.
Okay, thank you, Brock. Yeah, Steve, that's very interesting. We can definitely look at that. Without a doubt, that may be the issue right there, because that is a key word. I have never asked you when you first got this radio. I don't even remember when you got it. How long before this issue started?
I would say, wow, almost a year. I upgraded in March, and I had the radio like 2 weeks later. So, from about April last year, I would say these problems started sometime this year, maybe 2-3 months ago, maybe.
Okay, so the radio did work fine then. So this is a recent phenomena. Okay, all right, because that's what I wondered. I wondered if this is the way you've had the radio this way the whole time, or if this is something new. All right, well, then that's something to look into.